Okay, right, one. We're doing a bit of Shimshon. Perek here. Perek Tes Zayin. V'yelich Shimshon. Right, here we can get to woman number two. Shimshon went to Azosa, towards Azza. Yosham, Isha, and he saw a woman over there. Zoyna, she was a Zoyna. V'yavoyalal. And he did what you do with Zonas. Okay. One parent to Zayin on the first pocket. Now one two. Now, so the other Zayin, to the residents of Azza, Lamor, he heard them saying, Bar Shimshon Cain, hey no. Okay, so now let's be a sobo and the encircled the Yetarav Loi. And they made an ambush for him. Kolalila. So they waited until the morning to get him. Yeah, Bashar Ia, and the gates to the city. Yeah, so Vishorashu, and they were all quiet about it, so they didn't realize anything, pretending nothing was going on. Kolalila, Lemor, Ad Uraboika, until the morning time, Vaharagnu, and then we're going to kill him. Okay, Vishkav Shimshon slept at Chatzilila until Chatzos, it seems. Yokom b'chatzilayla. Then he got up in half of the night. So then he walks. He goes to leave the city. He gets to the gate, and the gate happens to be locked. Right. So it's because they wanted to get escape. Right. So what do you do? V'yechoz b'zal sois. What's that? V'yechoz. He grasped. But Zalzul Sharia, and the doors of the gateway to the city, Ubishtim as those and the two doorposts, we saw him, and he just basically ripped them out of the floor, and he started walking with them. Im Habriach, with the door bolts over there, we was Vayosem al Kiseifab, and he put it on his shoulders. Right, I don't know if any people were standing on top of the, you know what I mean, the gate as the time off, like falling off, going, aah! Or not, I don't know if it was one of those ones, but anyway, this trap did not work. V'ya'aleim el roi shahar, and he took these, the gate and the bolts and whatever, all these things to the top of the heart, asher al panei chevron, which was facing chevron. Okay, now here goes. So that was Isha number two, was the zona from Azza, and now here we go, right. V'yehi acharei chein, afterwards, but yeah, he loved Isha b'Nachal Sorek. Nachal Sorek. Ushma Delila. And her name was Delila. Okay? Yeah, okay. For Ya'alu. Aleha. Yeah, and they went up. Right. Oh, so now. They want to get Shimshon over here, so so the officers of the Plishtim, or the leaders of Plishtim, yeah, they came to Delila to basically, they want to set a trap for Shimshon. They said to him, Pati Oysoi, right, entice him, Ri Beme Koichoi Godo, and see what his strength is great in, Beme Nuchaloi, and what we're able to basically get him. Yeah, we're able to be able against him. V'asar nuhu, right? And we're gonna make him a prisoner. Like I know so, and we're gonna afflict him. V'nachnu nitein loch. We're gonna give to you ish, right? So I think someone explained it means every person, not every person, I mean collectively. I think it means elef umeya kosef. We're gonna give you 1,500 shkolim. What's that?
1,100.
Thank you. 1,100. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. But Delila, right? El Shimshon. So Delila said to Shimshon, this is like strange. This Hagida Ali, tell me, Bemer Koicha Godol. What? How is your strength great? Yeah. Ubemer and in what? Teoser. How can you be?
Confined.
La Anoisecha, in order that we can, for you can be tortured. That's your lover asking you that. That's kind of a bit weird, isn't it? Well, anyway. The Yomer Allah, he said to her, Shimshon, Im Ya'asruni, if they will bind me, B'shiva Yisorin, in seven threads, Ya'lachim, the moist threads, Ashelog Choravu, which have not totally dried out. I think it's convincing. Yeah? B'cholisi, and then I'll become weak. V'hisi, and I will be Ka'achad Ha'adam, like every other man. That's the way. Okay. The Ya'alu La. So, what's that?
How did he know that? Did he himself?
Well, you see, well, he made it up anyway. But you know, what's the significance? Good. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, the Ya'alu La. Yeah. It's funny. There's a lot of sevens over here. Anyway, the Ya'alu La Sani Plishtim. So she got a delivery from the Plishtim. Shiva Yisorin, whatever you need, you know, to get ready with strength, we'll give you. Lachim, right, they were moist, Ashelu Chorovo, they didn't dried out. Yeah, Vata Asreyu Bohem, and they tied him up in them. Yeah.
She.
What?
She,
correct, thank you. Well, very good. And she tied him up. Yeah, because they're out of the picture over here. They're waiting outside to get him. But here we go. The ambush, Yoshev La Becheda. And they were waiting for her in the next room. The Tomer Alav. And she said to Shimshon, well, quote, Plishtim Alech, Shimshon. The Plishtim are coming upon you, Shimshon. Right? So he jumped up. Vinatik Esa Yisarim. He basically snapped these threads, kasher yinosik, like a person will become snapped, pasil hanoires. Oh, so pasil, that's the wick of a noires, like a flax wicks, baricho esh, even when it's not even touched the esh, right? When it, yeah, basically, you know, when you get a wick, when you get close to it, and then it like starts, unfrazzling, kind of, you know, like that. Yeah, velo noda koicho. This wasn't even a test of his strength. You know, because it was just a joke. Okay, so she wasn't happy about this. But Toma Delilah said to him, El Shimshon, Hini, Isalta, B, you're messing around with me, you're playing with me, right? The Tidamar Alai, because of him, you're telling me falsehoods, right? Ato now, Higida Nali, Bemertai Ato, and what will you be bound? No, this time is real. For Yom Alai, he said to her, Im aso yasruni, if you're gonna tie me up with ba'avoisim, yeah, with ropes. I saw this in the dictionary, it's like maybe it's thick from Lashon Ava, thick ropes, chadashim, new thick ropes. Like the ones you used to get in school, which used to climb up, those thick ropes. Imagine those things. New ones as well. They haven't had, nothing's been done with them. Yeah, and then I will be, I'll become weakened. Okay, so she did it. Well, here it doesn't say that she got a delivery. She took these ropes, chadashim, these new ropes. And she bound it with him. And she said to him, Plishtim alecho, Shimshon. Yeah, they come. And the Oirev here, but we see they were still in the next room. But Oirev Yoshev Bechoda, and the trap was waiting in the next room. But same thing. Vinat came, he snapped them me'al zruyosov kachut. Like a big rope was just like a little thread. It was like a string. I just got to figure out what we're going to just stop here. On the third one. Yeah, let's stop on your gimel. Let's stop here.